Australians are being told in no uncertain terms that we're, as a rule and generally, not following the social distances requirements that are needed right now particularly well at all. And it's really important to do so. We're about to really reaffirm that statement right now.
Absolutely. Our mates, the McBurneys, are going through a cancer battle for the second time in a couple of years with their son, Hunter, undergoing treatment at the moment, as we speak, for leukemia at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. And Hunter's dad, Alistair, joins us right now. Hey, Al.
Hey, thanks for having me. Not the best circumstances, but I'm always willing to come back on and have a chat.
All right, so let everybody know, why is it important to follow social distancing rules right now, Alistair?
Right now, we really need to flatten this curve out as much as we can, but not only that is, there are a lot of people out there, kids in particular, and families in our situation, where it matters most. It's not just the elderly, it is the young as well. Royal Children's Hospital is a hospital full of sick kids. There's currently about four from Albury in there in our ward, which is the leukemia or cancer ward. These kids can die, it's as simple as that. They've got no immune system because of their treatment, and if they get corona, they have absolutely no way of coping with it at all.
Yeah, and that's the scary part. Now, and I guess, for people that are still going out and socialising, I mean, there's going to be less of that now because a lot of the venues have closed where people were doing that. But what's your message to people that are still, I don't know, shaking hands, hugging each other?
Well, I've been in isolation for 12 days now, and it's not that hard, but Hunter's been in isolation for months, so since January.
Yeah.
So you can get through it. It's as simple as that. And if you just adapt and change, you know, it's not too hard once you get used to it. People going out in groups and things like that, it's just flat out selfish. There's no other way of describing it. It's it's putting lives at risk. And we've seen this. I mean, Lou, you would have seen it in Italy. It must be absolutely heartbreaking to see what's going on over there.
I'm talking to my Morellis every day, and the things that are happening on a daily basis are just, as you said, horrifying. And they are saying it's because they feel like it's because they didn't do the social distancing and didn't lock down quick enough.
That's exactly right. So 2 weeks ago, we could see that things were happening behind the scenes overseas. And I isolated, so my younger son and I, we've been in isolation for 12 days now, just in case. So I haven't seen Hunter or my wife apart from through glass for over 12 days. Now, we've done that because hindsight is a wonderful thing. And I bet you everybody's looking back, you know, Italy, USA, all the rest of it, they're all looking back going, wow, if only we had done something 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And they didn't. And that's the message that they're sending to us. They're saying to us that we've got 2 weeks at least of preparation. Try and get on top of this.
Do it. Exactly. Just quickly before you go, we have run out of time, but how is Hunter?
Yeah, he's doing really, really well. He's in isolation. It's a double isolation, but he's knocked off the first treatment quite well, or the second treatment. We're waiting for a bone marrow transplant, and that's the other thing too, is I'm the backup.
Right, so yes,
sick,
yeah.
We're trying to get the cells out of Germany. We can't, so that means that we're becoming primary. I'm becoming a primary donor for
gotcha.
Him.
Gotcha, yeah.
Once you start the process, you can't stop.
Yeah.
You simply can't stop. He can go into organ failure very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So once you start, you've got to carry on through. And if you don't have a backup, we're in trouble. Really
okay.
in trouble.
Well,
yeah.
Well, our hearts go out to you and Hunter as well. He's
and the other
terrific.
Families from the border
Absolutely.
Who are there
Four
as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Alistair, always a pleasure to talk to you, even though under difficult circumstances. Stay strong, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll talk to you with better news soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.